This is one poem only. A daily reading, a quiet moment. One poem, center stage, just for now, just for you. Like a one-night-only performance, but in verse. I'm Maggie Devers, and each day I'll read you a poem. Nothing more, nothing less. No analysis, no noise, just a little space to listen. One poem only submissions are now open. I'm looking for poetry that lets the light in, that celebrates rebirth, renewal, and turning toward brightness. Deadline is Thursday, October 30th. Details are in the show notes. Send me words that make you come alive. Today I'm reading a poem by Ro Hefsu. Ro Hefsu is a Rohingya poet and writer currently residing in the world's largest refugee camp in Bangladesh. A survivor of brutal persecution in Myanmar, Ro Hefsu channels lived experiences of genocide, displacement, and resistance into powerful verses. He believes that poetry serves as a vital mirror reflecting human struggle and hope, and as a potent tool in the fight for justice for persecuted minorities like the Rohingya and Palestinians. Currently, Ro Hefsu is finalizing his debut poetry collection for global publication. You can find him on Instagram at Ro Hefsu. I Seek Solace, I Seek Peace, by Ro Hefsu. I lost my chance at education, my possessions scattered like fallen leaves. Obliged to forsake my heritage, I buried my treasures deep in the earth. Most of my kin have drifted away, our dignity crushed beneath harsh boots, all in the pursuit of peace and identity. In the end, I fled my homeland empty-handed. In a democratic land, I struggle every single second, longing for a life that feels truly living. I lay bare my hunger to the world. Some suffer in silence while others perish. Yet, each flicker of hope is reborn, all for the sake of peace and tranquility. Still, I stand empty-handed and yet resilient. In the evening, I wander the shore. In the morning, I stroll through barren gardens. At night, I retreat to a restless bed. During the day, I often slip away from work, searching for solace and serenity. Yet, I remain untouched and unfulfilled. In my leisure, I lose myself in haunting melodies. Sometimes, I pour my sorrows onto the page. I seldom linger alone, fading into shadows. On weekends, I venture into the bustling city, seeking peace and tranquility, but still, no change has graced my life. O peace, are you fleeing? I have never seen you. Grant me but a moment to feel your touch, only just once. Thank you for listening, poetry lover. Come back tomorrow. The curtain rises again.